American involvement in the Philippines goes much farther back than that. And to look more at the history, we turn to Patricio Abinales, who grew up in the Philippines and is now a professor at the University of Hawaii. He says his country's love-hate relationship with the U.S. began in 1898. The United States kicked out colonial Spain after the Spanish-American War. But to the dismay of many Filipinos, the U.S. did not grant the country its freedom, instead ruling the islands for decades after crushing an independence movement.
There was this famous massacre where an American general basically ordered his men to kill everyone above 10 years old. That has always been one of the historical points that critics of Philippine-American policy would point out.
Did Filipinos of the early 20th century ever get used to the idea of American rule?
Yeah, I think so, because after the war, the United States introduced public education, and public education changed a lot. This is a colony with, 200, 500 languages, and for the first time, English became the colonial lingua franca. People now, could communicate with each other through English. And the other thing is, in 1906, very early on, the Americans introduced elections. Public education and elections counterbalanced the memory of the bloody war.
And then, of course, came World War II in the 1940s, and the Japanese forced the Americans out in 1941, 1942. What was the occupation like, the Japanese occupation?
Just talking about Manila alone, the capital, old people in Manila still remember, the violence that the war perpetrated. My uncle still remembers that war. He became a guerrilla and fought together with American soldiers who were stranded when the Japanese invaded and MacArthur retreated. And then, of course, MacArthur returns, and there is this positive memory of that return.
I suppose I should remind people that in the 1980s, there was a popular uprising against Ferdinand Marcos, a Filipino ruler who was closely allied with the United States, and he became very unpopular and was thrown out of power. Given that more recent history, what is the relationship between the Filipino government and the people in the United States today?
I think it's generally positive because of a number of reasons. One is the rise of China. The Philippine government is very worried about the tensions of the islands in the China Sea. The second one is there is still a very big amount of goodwill because of the growing number of Filipino Americans who now go back and forth between the two countries.
You mentioned China, your huge neighbor just across the water there. Mm-hmm. Are you saying that the Philippines wants a stronger alliance with the United States these days as a counterweight to the power of China?
Yes, I think so. We really have a weak navy, a weak army, and China has been going strong.
Might the Philippines become a permanent base for American troops as the country was for many decades?
I don't think so. If the U.S. decides to return and put a permanent base in the Philippines, it's going to be widespread criticism.
Could there be larger political effects from the fact that the United States military is now helping to provide aid to typhoon survivors?
No, I don't. I think this is very well received by the people down in this area. There will be criticism in the capital by pundits, by academics, of the return of big America. But I think at the lower, at the community level, there is gratitude.
Patricio Abinales is a professor of Asian Studies at the University of Hawaii. Thanks very much.
Thank you.